Exclusive: Trump camp smashes Three Stooges Biden. Obama, Clinton for skipping slain NYC officers wake to fundraise. By Matthew Boyle on March 28, 2024. Former President Donald Trump's campaign is ripping the current president and two former presidents for disrespecting a slain New York City police officer by skipping his wake to instead live it up in the Big Apple at a glitzy fundraiser. As Breitbart News reported on Thursday, Trump is set to attend the wake of Officer Jonathan Diller, who was killed during a traffic stop when a criminal shot him below his bulletproof vest. While Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president in 2024, attends the wake for Officer Diller, Democrat President Joe Biden has different plans for Thursday. Biden will join former Democrat Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton at a glitzy star-studded fundraiser in New York City. Politico reported that Biden is set to bring in a stunning $25 million at his fundraiser on Thursday thanks to Hollywood star power like late-night host Stephen Colbert, actress Mindy Kaling, and rappers Queen Latifah and Lizzo, among others attending the event. Watch: NYPD honors Officer Jonathan Diller, killed by man arrested 21 times before. While Biden pals around with the rich and famous, Trump will be honoring the fallen police officer. Trump's team is making the contrast crystal clear with a blistering new statement from Trump campaign communications director Stephen Cheung, provided exclusively to Breitbart News ahead of its public release. In it, Cheung calls the current president and the two former presidents the Three Stooges and lights up the Democrats for hanging around with out-of-touch celebrity benefactors instead of respecting law enforcement officers who give their lives to protect Americans. President Trump will be honoring the life and legacy of Officer Diller and paying respects to his family, friends, and the NYPD for their terrible loss, Cheung told Breitbart News. Meanwhile, the Three Stooges, Biden, Obama, and Clinton, will be at a glitzy fundraiser in the city with their elitist, out-of-touch celebrity benefactors. It is no surprise that big special interest and elitist cash is lining up behind Biden. That has happened for Democrats in almost every recent election. How Trump powers through it, and draws contrasts with moments like these, could end up being the story of the 2024 general election. Trump is currently leading Biden in almost every poll, both nationally and in battleground states, as he fends off a lawfare onslaught fueled by Biden and the White House in his bid to reclaim the office. Cheung, for what it is worth, has gotten some high-profile praise for his role as communications director for Trump. The New Yorker recently profiled him, explaining his deceptively savvy and effective style as an advisor. It is highly likely as the general election season kicks off with just over 7 months until Election Day that Cheung continues to be aggressive and visible at Trump's side all year.